This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Storytelling, in its myriad forms, is a powerful art form. And telling the story of a community can even be used to enact social change. And that's the main theme surrounding Voices of Community: Art, Food, Shelter, Justice. It's a presentation of Sandglass Theater and Next Stage Arts Project, both in Putney, and it's coming up in November. And Eric Bass is the co-founder of Sandglass Theater in Putney, and he joins us now by phone to tell us more about this event and about the power of storytelling in the story circle. Eric, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me first a little bit of background about Sandglass Theater itself.
Well, Sandglass Theater started in Germany as a puppet theater in 1982, and we moved to Vermont in 1986. We've been in Putney ever since then. Our interest is in the art form of puppetry, but as presenters of other people's work, we're interested in all forms of theater that address social change. Since 2005, we've been presenting a series, which we have called Voices of Community, to bring in artists whose work addresses issues of race, gender, disability, community engagement at different levels.
And this event, Voices of Community, Art, Food, Shelter, Justice, is a series of workshops and events and community engagement. What can patrons expect?
First of all, some great performances. Carpetbag Theater from Tennessee is doing a piece about veterans of the Iraq War, and we're bringing a piece called Capers by Anu Yadav from Washington, D.C., which is about housing and gentrification. All of these themes have to do with community needs and who lives in our community. And in addition to the performances, there are going to be workshops by the artists.
And I understand that storytelling and this term called story circles is a really important part of these events. Can you talk more about that?
I mean, the beautiful thing about story circle is that the community gets to tell its stories, but the community gets to also hear its stories. And there are all kinds of stories in our communities that we often don't know about. And we have stories in ourselves that we don't even know are there until we find ourselves in a situation that essentially makes it easy for those stories to come out. Theater, I think, as most people experience it, is based very strongly on the different ways that we retell our own stories and other people's stories. And so many of the workshops are about the creation and facilitation of story circles. A lot of us have been connected to a man named John O'Neill. From John, a lot of us have learned his form of story circles and then used it and taken it in different directions. Carlton Turner is going to be doing the keynote address. Carlton is the director of Alternate Roots, a large organization of artists in the southeast of the United States. He'll be teaching a story circle workshop at Landmark College. Linda Paris Bailey from Carpetbag Theater in Tennessee will also teach a story circle workshop, but then carry it further into how we turn that into digital storytelling that reflects back to the community.
Do you have any successes that have used this method locally that you can point us to?
Just to look at story circles for a moment, we brought Carlton Turner and several of his colleagues up to do a project that they call Race Piece. That's Race Piece, P-E-A-C-E. It's theater work that's not product-oriented. There's no show, but they use all of their theater techniques, starting with story circles, to work within the community, basically to get the community to look at issues of race. They did a week-long workshop at Brattleboro High School, but they also did an afternoon workshop with the Brattleboro Police, which was very moving, and brought police and community members together around that. For instance, one example of how story circles have worked effectively in the community. And there's something about bringing big theater and arts events into a community that also kind of evokes and maybe even erupts in a display of the local culture. And the unfamiliar is always a challenge. You know, none of the artists we're presenting are known on television or in the movies or, you know, but these are very established artists in the field of community engagement art.
Eric, thank you so much for letting us know more about the voices of community.
Thanks so much for your time and your interest.
That's Eric Bass. He's co-founder of Sandglass Theater, who, along with Next Stage Arts Project, will bring voices of community, art, food, shelter, and justice, November 13th through the 20th.